there is something that is a very serious worrying factor. It's a very, very major worry. You see, our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this. Those of you who used to attend his majalis, you may have heard it a few times. Maulana Ali Mia Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, he had gone to Burma. He had gone to Burma at a time when the Muslims of Burma were riding the crest of the wave. Right? They had everything going for them, businesses, properties, entertainment scene, everything, to such an extent that the youth, the youngsters who were smokers, tobacco, those days cigarette wasn't in vogue, so you had to make your cigarette, no, the tobacco. So to show their status, how much money they got, they used to roll the tobacco in notes, in money, in notes. They used to roll the tobacco and they used to smoke. When we hear about it, we say, how could those people do a thing like that? This is our tabiat. We can understand the wrong of the next person. We can't see the wrong in us. We can understand the wrong of the next person. I ask you, how many of our youth today are snorting cocaine with dollar notes? It's a big thing amongst the youth to snort drugs with notes, money. The wealthier the person is, the bigger the note he wants to use to snort. So they're doing the same thing what those people were doing, just different substance, worse substance. Right? But we're not going down that road. Not only the youth, professionals also that are involved in drugging and all that. Right? Here we're not going down that road now. So this Burma, when Maulana Ali Mia Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, when he went there and he seen the halat in Burma, so in his final bayans day in Burma, he told the people, he said that, look, I am not a fortune teller and I'm not telling you that I got knowledge of the unseen, but what I'm telling you is that from what I can see, the signs that I'm seeing amongst you, how you are living your life, the azab of Allah Pak is going to befall you if you don't change your ways. Right? And then he said that if I see a pregnant woman and if I say that she's going to give birth, it doesn't mean that I got knowledge of the unseen. I'm looking at the signs and I'm telling you what's going to happen. If I see the rain clouds and I tell you it's going to rain shortly, then I'm not claiming to have knowledge of the unseen. I'm looking at the telltale signs and I'm telling you what's going to happen. So he says, in the same way, I'm looking at how you are living and I'm telling you that if you continue like this, then the azab of Allah Pak is going to befall you. So he left the country, and in a short while thereafter, the government changed and they went on a total rampage. The currency was changed overnight. They would come to your business, Allahumma fazna min, but they would come to your business and they would say, right, the shop was yours yesterday, it's ours today. Okay? It's ours now, you can move out. And if you want a job, if you want a job, you can come and work for us. And the pay that they were offering was equivalent to 2 rupees in that zamana. You're offering the owner of the business 2 rupees to come and work there in the business that he owned. Homes they came and took. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that when they came and they started raiding the houses, people that had OP monies, they had to take bundles and bundles of cash and throw it into the coal stoves. They were making tea on the coal stove. They had to take bundles of cash and throw it in the coal stove and burn it. He said, what an expensive cup of tea that must have been. If people wanted to use the notes to roll the tobacco, now they had to take their hard-earned money and burn it in the coal stoves. So in a split moment, people who were giving zakat, people who were big tithes, had to run for their lives. They became recipients of zakat. They became homeless. They became jobless in a moment. So this was what happened in Burma. What is the worrying thing is that Maulana Ahmad Lath Sahab was in our country recently. He gave a bayan in Masjid-e-Hilal. And in that bayan, he said to the congregation, he said to us, he said that I've spent some time in your country, I've been to your homes, and I'm seeing how you are living. And I'm saying to you the same thing that Maulana Ali Mia said to the people of Burma. That if you are not going to mend your ways, then the azab of Allah Pak can befall you people. Maulana Ahmad Lath Sahab mentioned this, and recently now, there was another buzurg in our country. And you see, this is our adat when our buzurgani din come. Now, the wealthy people will pay for the ticket or whatever it is. So now, that fellow say, I want one meal my house. That fellow say, I want one meal my house. One meal my house. So they're going into all these homes. And they are witnessing the extravagance in our homes, on our dastarkhans, and how we are behaving. And they are witnessing our masajid, how empty they are. And this buzurg also mentioned the exact same thing. That I am saying to you, community of South Africa, what Maulana Ali Mia said to the people of Burma, that if you are not going to change your ways, azab of Allah Pak can befall you. Now sometime we sit back and we think, but we are in South Africa, right? We got sunny skies, Chevrolets, and Buravos. So we got no problems here. I mean, we had a whole transition from apartheid to democracy, and we had no issues. Mr. Mandela died and we had no issues. So where can we have a problem in our country? This is all far-fetched. You think the people of Burma thought what was going to happen to them? They had some clue and they thought that this thing is going to happen. All it takes is for one radical leader who has got influence over radical people. That's all it takes. That's one way of azab. There's many, many other ways of azab. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif so many places. أَفَأَمِنُوا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ غَاشِيَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Other places, Allah Pak in 9 Sipara, I think in the second page of the 9 Sipara, there too Allah Pak mentions, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا بَيَاتًا وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَن يَأْتِيَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا ضُحًى وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ. Allah Pak asks, you got some type of surety that no azab can come to you in the night, in the day, while you are playing, while you're doing your things. So you mustn't take these things lightly. You don't become paranoid, but you mustn't take these things lightly. You see, this mindset of the South African Muslim at present is just, we are on another highway. You know, we just fun, entertainment, parties, weddings and warimas are going like crazy. Then on our homes, we're just spending like mad. on toilets we're spending. Things that are simple, we go and make our lives complicated. And we got an excuse for everything. For everything, we got an excuse.